Today's story has some scary elements and may not be suitable for some listeners.
There's a boy that's bothering Caitlin in a bad way. I don't know how to help her.
The best thing to do if another kid is in danger is to tell a trusted adult. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. Maybe you've heard someone say, "Don't be a tattletale," and so you think you should never tell an adult about what another kid is doing. But a tattletale is someone who tells on another person just to get them into trouble. If you see or hear something that's happening to a friend of yours and you think your friend is in danger, make sure that you tell a trusted adult so they can help. Even if it seems embarrassing, it's better to make sure that your friend is safe. Psalm 4:8 says, "You alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Our story today may not be suitable for young children. It's entitled, "You're the Boss." "Well, everybody, how was your day?" asked Mom as she passed the chicken.
"It was a bit frustrating," replied Dad. "Jim Green didn't like my proposal, but he's the boss. I have to do what he says, so we need to start the project all over from scratch."
Turning to Stella, he asked, "How was your day?" Stella shrugged, poking at her food with her fork. "It was okay." Then she quickly changed the subject. After dinner, Stella was quiet as she helped Mom clean up the kitchen. "Mom," Stella hesitated, then began again. "Mom, Caitlin said something that worries me. She said not to tell, but I kind of think someone should know."
"Well, if you feel you should talk about it, I'm here to help," said Mom.
"Caitlin told me that a boy at her school sometimes touches her in a way and in places she doesn't want him to. She's not sure what to do about it."
Stella's voice trembled and tears welled up in her eyes.
"I hope she won't be mad at me for telling you."
"Telling me was the right thing to do," said Mom, putting her arms around her daughter. "This is serious, Stella, and Caitlin needs our help. I'll contact some people about this in a few minutes, but are you okay, honey?"
When Stella nodded, Mom said, "Stella, if anyone, no matter who it is, tries to touch you in any way that makes you uncomfortable, say no. Always remember that it's your body and you're the boss in that situation. Just like Mr. Green is Dad's boss and Dad has to respect what he says, other people have to respect what you say about your body. If they don't, you must tell us right away, or tell some other grown-up that you trust."
"Okay, Mom, I'll remember that," said Stella. "I'm glad I told you, but I'm still worried about Caitlin."
"I know, honey," said Mom. "Let's pray for Caitlin and ask Jesus to take care of her. I think he's already begun to do that by having you tell me what's going on. I can help find some people who know how to help." So how about you? Did you know that you're the boss of your body? Don't let anyone touch you in a way that makes you uncomfortable, no matter who they are. If somebody tries to do that, immediately tell a grown-up you trust. If that person doesn't help you, keep telling people until someone does. Ask Jesus to watch over you and show you where to find the help you need. Our key verse is Psalm 4:8.
"You alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety."
And our key thought today, you're in charge of your body. Have some fun this summer and join Word with Zach. Read the Keys for Kids devotional every day and you'll get a prize each month. If you do all the devotionals in June, July, and August, you'll get a chance to win a Kindle Fire. So don't be bored this summer. Instead, have fun winning prizes. Just ask your parents to sign up at wordwithzach.org. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.